Svenna, terror of the winter sea, white witch of the three sisters, and acting head of the world's oldest and still most powerful dragon clan, was awake before noon, and she wasn't happy about it. She was even less happy to be awake and alone, sulking in the middle of Ian's giant bed while she watched her young lover dress through narrowed, resentful eyes.
"I don't see why you have to leave," she said,
brushing the sleep-tangled, ice-blonde hair out of her eyes.
"Not even humans are awake at this beastly hour."
"On the contrary," Ian replied, tying his silk tie in the bedroom mirror. "Lots of highly successful humans are up and busy at 6 in the morning, which is why I am up at 5. His reflection smiled teasingly at her. "That's the downside of young, ambitious dragons, darling. We still have to work." Svenna's scathing look let him know what she thought of that. As always, though, Ian just smirked, running a brush through his perfect black hair one last time before walking over to the bed. "Go back to sleep," he said, leaning down to kiss her. "You need all the rest you can get. We have the party tonight." He said this like he was delivering the gravest of news, and Svenna laughed.
"But the invitation was so heartfelt. How could I dash your sweet baby brother's hopes by refusing? I'm a dragon, not an ogre."
Ian scoffed. "If Julius actually wrote that, he's even worse than I thought." He crossed his arms over his chest. "You know my mother."
"Of course I know."
Svenna cut him off, snuggling back down into the pillows.
"But that's the problem with old, ambitious dragons, darling. You are free to cut your own way to the top, but the Art Striker isn't someone we can ignore, and I have my family to think of."
"You think of them too often," he said coldly. "Why must it all fall on you? Your sisters are perfectly capable of spinning their own plots. Or they would be, if they weren't so used to Estella telling them what to do. They've forgotten how to function without her."
"Perhaps,"
Svenna said sleepily.
"But at least they never woke me up before noon."
Ian heaved a long sigh, and then the bed dipped slightly as he reached down to stroke her long hair. "I'll come home early," he promised. "I want to take you somewhere before we have to go." Svenna's head shot up.
"Where?"
she asked, trying not to sound too excited. Ian didn't answer, just winked at her as he stood and walked out of the bedroom. Only when the door shut behind him did Svenna let her suspicious expression melt into a smile as she flopped back into the mountain of pillows. Not that she would ever admit it, but things with Ian were going remarkably well. He managed the delicate balance of courtship with the adroitness of a dragon 3 times his age, showering her with just enough gifts and surprises to keep her interested, but never so many that it came across as trying too hard. He was also exceedingly easy on the eyes as both a human and a dragon. A shallow consideration, to be sure, but one Svenna found quite pleasing. Most astonishing of all, though, was how well they got along. It wasn't affection. Svenna barely felt that, even for her sisters, but there was an ease of like minds between her and Ian that was surprisingly delightful. So much so that she often found herself granting him more access than she should, which would have to be curbed. A courtship this lovely deserved to be savored, not rushed, and after all the work she'd put into digging her clan out of the hole Estella had left it in when she'd vanished without a trace 4 weeks ago, Svenna had earned some time to herself. With that delightful thought, Svenna rolled over, snuggling back into bed to catch another few hours of sleep before she was due to meet Katya for brunch and a status report.